Great pleasure to hand the meeting over to Sylvia.
Thank you. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Sylvia Minervick.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, everyone. It's good to be here. It's great to do a shower when you are in a lot of pain because I just don't care what I'm going to say, to be perfectly honest. It's going to come out the way it's going to come out. But I always repeat the same prayer. I've been saying this since I started sharing, and inside my head, before I share, I just say, please God, let me share from my heart and not my ego, because my ego, even when I'm in pain, is pretty big. I think actually it gets bigger when I'm in pain. And I need to be honest, not just for you, but for me, because it always helped me at the end of the day. So the reason I'm in pain is that I just broke up from my first relationship, clean and sober. I started using very young, and sex went together for me. So I've never been with anybody clean and sober until now, and I've been in recovery for some time. It's kind of interesting the way I'm feeling, and because I'm feeling all my feelings, and I've got nowhere to hide. And I've been using the tools that I've been taught, in order to not pick up a drink or a drug, and I'm using them for my relationship, for the breakup, and in order to cope. And the sense of loss is huge. I realized that. To me, it's not just the drinking the drugs. It's the behavior, is the way I perceive myself, the way I perceive people. I'm very needy. I need validation from people, from friends, family, and lovers especially. So that is fixing. So I've been fixing even, when I wasn't picking up a drink and a drug. And that's that's new territory. And I'm glad that I can see it now with 5 years of sobriety, really, because I can actually, I'm willing to look at it now. I'm willing to look deeper and to make some, some good positive changes. So from Italy, I started using, like I said, quite young. I come from a fantastic creative family, but they were completely bonkers and very self-involved, self-obsessed, no time for me and my sister-in-law. So never felt loved. There was violence, there was aggression, and I wasn't able to talk about it because you didn't do that where I come from in Italy. You just didn't do that. So very, very young, I started looking for love outside the family, and I got, and I started having sex young because, not because I wanted to, but because I wanted to feel loved, really. And with that, the drink and the drugs came quite soon. And I actually, it got so bad. I mean, I didn't go home one night. I said, I think I took Rohypnol, and we didn't have access in those days. So I took these pills, and I forgot to go home to sleep. And the police was called for. My father was absolutely, terrified that something bad had happened. I would fall asleep in this park with, my junkies friends. And I remember hearing the police sirens, thinking, oh, that sounds really noisy. And, they were actually looking for me. And then after that, my dad sent me to boarding school for 1 year because they realized something was up with me. But they were afraid of asking. And I did tell my mum, look, I'm using drugs. And she couldn't do anything. She just didn't, it wasn't her stuff. She didn't know what to say. And she left the bedroom, so I was sent off somewhere else for a year, came back, and then I was out again, and this time, doing even worse. I actually chose a boyfriend who was a dealer, and I didn't end up, too bad, but, I was using, I was smoking a lot of cannabis, I was snorting heroin, I was always high, and then... The consequences were huge for him and his brother, and they ended up on a local newspaper. So then I was forced to kind of separate from them, and that's when I came to London. So I did my geographical, and in London I decided to not use drugs anymore. So I became completely anti-drugs because what I saw back home, it was pretty horrendous. We were all teenagers, and I lost all of them basically, through, you know, through drugs. Both my ex died, his brother died, his sister died, all of my friends have died. And so, you know, I really hated drugs, and I thought, you know, I better actually say that I hate them so that, you know, I'm going to keep them away. And so that's what I did for many years. And but the behavior, you know, is progressive, was there. So I was in pain a lot of the time. I wasn't using drugs, but I was in a lot of pain. And I acted out in many different ways. I was never happy. I realize now, I look back, you know, through my step work, I was never happy for long enough. I could have anything, you know, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the house, the shoes, the, you know, the university, the traveling. I was never grateful. I was, you know, it was never enough. And I always wanted more, needed more. There was just something within me. And that made me very unhappy. And in the way, and then suddenly drugs came back into my life. And the moment they came back, I was actually really, really happy that I found drugs again. You know, that it fixed me. I needed the drugs because I was going a bit insane. And so once I started using, there was no stopping me. And I've done it for a long time. I used a lot. You know, I was very tiny, quite petite, and, you know, people couldn't believe the amount of drugs I could put in my body. I was just a machine, really. And that was because I did not like feelings. I couldn't stay with any feelings. Not, it didn't matter if it was a good feeling, if it was a so-so feeling, if it was a bad feeling, that was really bad. So I had to use all the time. I used to go to Sainsbury, I used to go... You know, anything I did, I had to use before I went out. And I used at work. At one point, I became really negligent, and I had this thing, this glass vial, and I didn't actually even go upstairs to the toilet. I went under my desk and snorted from it. And, you know, this was actually in a beautiful office on Savile Row, working from a really, you know, kind of important fashion designer. And I had no dignity, really. I just, you know, I just needed drugs more than anything. And while I was doing that, I had lots of relationships, crazy relationships. You know, the craziest, the better, really, you know, because I really thrive in the drama of it all. And then at one point when I started, you know, the drugs had stopped working and the pain started coming up, the old pain, not just, you know, the present pain, then, you know, that's when I started to wish for help. I didn't know about the fellowships, but I knew that I wanted out. And actually, the first time I Googled it, I Googled a different fellowship, and I took myself. I was completely off my face. I was coming down drugs. I sat in that meeting. I'm sure that my nose was... I was a mess, but they were very welcoming. Only I couldn't say there was an addict. It took me a long time. But those 3 months that I went, I stayed off the drugs, but I couldn't stop drinking. Then I went out again, and then I went back, I think, for a little while, but then I just couldn't. And then it was through an ex-lover, being, you know, a sex and love addict and a codependent, it was through a lover that actually I came to NA. And again, I didn't come in because I wanted to stay clean. I came in because I had to. I had a court case as a result of my using, and I needed to stay clean and sober. And funny enough, after the court case, I actually let go of the relationship, the first healthiest thing I've ever done, and I came back to NA in bits. But I knew that, you know, the spirituality of the program really kind of hooked me in, because I've always been interested in spiritual things, and I am quite spiritual. And I knew that, you know, there must have been a better life than what I was living. And so, you know, I came back, and again, you know, self-will and rebelliousness didn't allow me to engage, you know, and be honest, and I kept relapsing on alcohol. I stopped telling people that I was relapsing, but then finally, again, when the pain became too much, I got honest, and that's why for me, honesty is very, very important. And then I started my program, and it's been incredible. Very painful, obviously, as you all know, at times, you know, letting go of people, places and things, looking at your behaviour, and sometimes, you know, this things that you can't, other people can see, but you can't see, and you think, you know, what's the matter with them? What are they talking about? And then it's actually, you know, as long, while you're doing your steps and you're discovering yourself, you think, oh my God, yeah, you know, now I understand what they were talking about, thank you. So I can't quite believe them sitting here, you know, you know, in kind of an emotional pain that becomes physical as well, and my head is a bit fucked because I'm obsessing, but at the same time, I haven't got the desire to pick up a drink or a drug. To me, that it's a miracle. You know, I didn't go into relationships, I didn't get involved with anybody for these 5 years because that was my biggest fear. I thought if I get emotionally involved, I will relapse because, you know, love and sex is really huge for me. And I'm thrilled, but also a bit annoyed. If I known that this, you know, the step worked that well, I would have probably got myself involved with someone else a bit earlier instead of waiting for 5 years. Jesus, yeah. Fear is, you know, I was so afraid, seriously. I used to go out with dates, but then I was like, no, I can't go out with you. You know, out of fear of relapse. But I'm doing it. I can't believe it. It's pretty amazing. And I just started a new fellowship. I'm looking at stuff more in details. I started therapy finally. You know, I'm doing a lot of things to improve myself, my life, my self-care, my self-love. And I do believe that it's possible to have a healthy relationship. You know, if I improve my relationship with myself, why shouldn't I be able to have a healthy relationship with another human being? Has always been my dream since I was a young girl, really. Having a dysfunctional family, all I wanted was to have, you know, a nice family of my own. So I'm not going to let go of that dream. I almost did, and so I'm not going to. And I'm just, you know, in absolute, I don't know, I'm just very grateful and in disbelief, you know, all the support I got, my sponsor, friends, my sponsees even, is pretty incredible. Right now I'm not afraid, which is a strange thing for me to say, and I do look forward to get better and getting into a new relationship, actually. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you.